I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and I'm here on the Real Relationships Show sharing my solo sessions. These sessions are accumulation of my expertise, my experience, my thoughts, my opinion, the answers to questions I get asked in my email and on my socials, and the questions that I answer every week on my regular radio slot. So grab a drink, sit back, relax, and let's get ready to start changing your life by changing your relationship. Hi, Andy. Oh my goodness, how cold is it out there? I haven't left the house all weekend, and I don't intend leaving it anytime soon either. It's just so cold. Anyway, let's stop worrying about the cold. We can't do anything about that. We can't control it. So all we can do is make sure we put some extra layers on. And I'm wrapped up like the Michelin Man here, for those of you old enough to remember who the Michelin Man is. So let's go on to this week's question. I've had an email in from Louise. And Louise has emailed to andy@theloveshow.co.uk. And she says, my partner's behaviour has changed recently. They've started working out, going to the gym, taking care over their appearance, wearing smarter clothes, changing their fragrance. She says they're wearing posh fragrance. They seem to be developing more of a social life too. And Louise asks, are they having an affair? Now, this is a really, really popular assumption to make when somebody's behaviour changes. We always attribute it to the fact that they must be having an affair, or maybe they're having a midlife crisis. And it's possible they might be having an affair. But we believe that because we are conditioned to believe that that is the cause of the change of behaviour. Everywhere you look, if you read books, if you read magazines, if you look at the newspapers, if you watch the news, if you go on social media, if somebody's behaviour changes, we are told it is because they are having an affair. What we don't get told is the myriad of reasons why somebody's behaviour might change. Now, Louise, I'm not disputing your concerns here. It is very possible that your partner is indeed having an affair, but we won't know until we ask that question. But let's consider some of the other reasons for behaviour change as well. Because in the work I do, very often people will come to me and say, I think my partner's having an affair because their behaviour has changed. And we look at what has changed in their behaviour. We look at all of the other sort of the other reasons, the other influences that are going on, anything else that could be causing this change of behaviour. And we consider things like, have they recently changed their job? Maybe they've got a promotion. You know, perhaps they're working, they've been in a customer facing job and they're going to back office, or they've been in a back office role and now they're customer facing. Are they being threatened with redundancy? Are they seeking a promotion? Maybe at some point in their life, they lost a loved one, a friend, family member, at around the age they currently are. Have they or somebody they know had a health scare recently? Have they or somebody they know had a relationship scare recently? Other people's relationship issues can impact our own sense of security as well. Have you had a child leave home recently? You know, has there been a life event that might be the catalyst for this change? And there are lots of things to look at. You know, as women, and I talked about it a bit last week, I talked about the andropause, the male menopause, not quite as crazy and impactful as the female menopause, but it has an impact nonetheless. And men's bodies go through hormonal changes just as women's bodies do. It could be, Louise, that your partner is starting to notice changes in their body and they want to make those changes. Perhaps they are trying to cling on to their youth. Just as women, we dye our hair. You know, we get our eyelashes done, we get our nails done, we buy pull you in underwear to try and retain our youth in the battle against our bodies that are aging. Your partner is possibly doing the same thing. Maybe if they've changed job, they're required to change the way they dress, dressing up or down. And they're perhaps trying to rediscover their style. Maybe at this age that they have reached, they are trying to work out who they are now at this point in their life and looking to change. Certainly lots of women in midlife, they try and change things. They want to change their style. They don't want to end up looking like their mothers. Men are the same. They want to hold on to their own identity. And that changes as we age. We are not the same people at 50 as we were at 40 or 30 or 20. And, you know, that all has an impact. Maybe your financial status has changed. Maybe you've got more money coming in or less money coming in. And your partner is trying to make the best of what they have with what they've got. There are so many reasons why your partner could have changed their behavior. And unless you ask them directly, you're not going to know. Now, I don't suggest for 1 minute that you sit your partner down and you say, are you having an affair? Yes, it is an approach that works, but it is very accusatory and they are likely to become very defensive. And the more defensive somebody comes, the more angry they tend to become, the more angry you are likely to become as the instigator of that conversation. And that's not going to work. What I suggest doing is asking, is everything all right? I've noticed you're wearing different clothes. You've changed your perfume or your aftershave or your deodorant. I noticed you're dyeing your hair, which you didn't do before. I noticed you're going to the barber more often or the hairdresser more often. Is everything okay? What's going on? Is everything all right at work? How do you feel about John down the road who recently separated from his wife? How do you feel about the death of a friend, the death of somebody you worked with? Ask all of those questions. Look at all the things that could possibly have been influential in this change in behaviour before jumping to that conditioned conclusion they must be having an affair. All that does is say to your partner that you are insecure and it is not an attractive trait. We all want to be with somebody who is confident, more confident than we are. And the last thing we want to do is come across as insecure and needy, in inverted commas. And very often, if the first place we go to is that they must be having an affair because they have changed, it speaks a lot more about where we're at, about how we feel about ourselves and our relationship status, than it does about them. It says we don't trust them, and that's about our own insecurity. And it says we think that before anything else that goes on in their life, they will have an affair first. They are going to hurt us, willfully hurt us, because affairs do get found out eventually. So, Louise, before you decide that your partner is having an affair, have a look at what else is going on in their life. Have a look at what else is going on in your life. Maybe there's stuff going on for both of you, and perhaps you've changed as well, and you're just not noticing or recognizing that you have changed, and perhaps your partner's feeling the same way. Have a conversation. Ask about what is going on. Question the changes, but don't make your opening gambit, are you having an affair? Because that's not going to get you anywhere in the long term. Louise, I hope that's been helpful. Please let us know how you're getting on and anyone else out there. And guys, we can take questions from guys as well. I don't just work with women. Guys, I know that you have relationship issues as well. Please share them here. I don't use your real names. So the names I give, they are not real names of people. I don't want anybody to be identified on this unless you particularly say to me, please use my name. But most people ask me not to use their real name, and I don't, because this is about looking after you. Guys, email in. I really, really want to hear things from your perspective as well. andy@theloveshow.co.uk, and I'll catch up with you next week.
Join me in the next solo session, where I'll be intimately yours once more. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and you've been listening to The Real Relationships Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, support, or send me a voice message, and you might feature in a future episode. Thank you.